Well, a man who knows how to put mud and slush and warm temperatures and freezing temperatures into perspective, it is our hero, Larry Weber, the host of Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, sunshine.
Good morning, good morning. I'm not sure where you picked up the word hero, but I'll prefer to say you are the shero.
So. Oh, gosh.
Anyway, welcome to mid-November, and you talked about the mud and et cetera. That's all part of our change that we go through in this wonderful month. It hasn't happened much yet. Now, we're halfway through the month. We've had several months this year where the first half and the second half are quite different. We may be seeing the same thing now we get to November. The first half was quite chilly. The average temperature for the first half of the month was in the low 20s, when the normal for first half of November is low 30s. However, from your forecast, it sounds like we're going to get some warming temperatures. It's also interesting to note when you use terms like 37 or 38 and so forth, 35 degrees and so forth, if you look at the weather statistic, the normal high for this time of year is 36. So maybe we're returning more to normal. I have just loved this first half of November. It's been just terrific. I always like to look for a healthy November. A healthy November means that we get our ponds and lakes frozen over, and we get frozen ground, and then we get snow. Now, there are many years where those are not in that order, and it's not quite as easy to move around. We had several weeks of, about 3 weeks of what I would call good autwind conditions. We had a terrific leaf drop back on the nor'easter time of October 21, 22. And then the following weeks were just excellent for autwind. We had no leaves on the trees. We had no snow on the ground. Walking in the woods was just spectacular. And it continued right up until a couple days ago when we got a snow cover. Now, the snow cover opens up a whole new world, so it's not like it ruined conditions at all. No way. It's no longer the same autwind conditions. However, from your forecast, I'm thinking that maybe this snow won't last, and maybe autwind is not over yet. We will have to wait to see what Mother Nature has to say about that. Interesting thing this week, we did have sub-zero temperatures. Weather Service reported on the 12th, reported minus 2. At my house, we had minus 5. And then, of course, on the next morning, we woke up to a nice covering of snow. My house, about 1 inch of snow, and in the Weather Service, they reported 1.7. The other statistic that kind of gets overlooked, I mentioned how we had back on the nor'easter, the 21st and 22nd of October, with a fabulous storm that came through. And my house, I recorded in my rain gauge 2.5 inches of rain in a 24-hour period. Weather Service had a little less than that, but it was a very good rain. What got overlooked is that from that day till this, more than 3 weeks, less than a quarter of an inch of precipitation has been recorded. Yes, we've been quite dry, and even the snows we have gotten have been quite dry. So, yeah, hang on. There's going to be more interesting things to see, as this month always has to offer. Astronomically, we had a beautiful full moon this morning during my walk. I was in the light of the waning gibbous moon, which is really a beautiful, bright walk. The daylight continued to get less. We're working now more towards about 9 hours of light and the darkest month of the season, December, coming up before long. This, of course, means that we're getting movement of some birds. The migrants at Hawk Ridge, yes, there's still migration going on at Hawk Ridge. It's mostly been bald eagles and some red-tailed hawks, but there's also golden eagles and rough-leg hawks. A lot of the smaller birds, we usually call them the northern birds that come down as snow buntings had been seen. I finally saw a northern shrike this week. A northern shrike is an interesting bird. It is classified as a songbird, but it acts more as a predator. It acts more like a hawk. It even has a hooked beak. Anyway, I saw one of those this week, and then I had a very interesting group that keeps coming to the bird feeders. I call them the same seven, and that is the blue jays, chickadees, two kinds of nuthatches, three kinds of woodpeckers, downy, hairy, and red-bellied. And then occasionally a couple other ones. I had a couple of goldfinches that came by this week. Pileated woodpecker stopped by one day. And then, of course, the flock of turkeys that comes in almost every day. But an interesting sighting I had of birds this week happened on after the freeze-up. The freeze-up of our lakes around here happened on November 6th. I was visiting another lake on November 10, not far from here, a larger lake, and that larger lake freezes a little bit slower. And there was an open spot with some water. And sure enough, when I took a look, I saw a flock of about 10 ring-necked ducks. These birds weren't going to stay there very long because I said it happened on the 10th. Well, the temperatures continued to go down, and I'm sure that froze over. So they were just waiting around and maybe waiting a little bit too long. The other big news, of course, this week was with the snow cover. It's absolutely terrific for tracking. I went out 2 days in a row. You know, we had the snow cover on just 2 days ago. This is Friday morning. It was Wednesday morning that we had the snow cover. And already by Wednesday afternoon, I was seeing a good variety of animal tracks. And then yesterday when I went out, I saw more, altogether about a dozen kinds of critters that are active. Animal tracking early in the season is terrific. And the place to go is out on the newly formed ice. Make sure it's safe, of course. The newly formed ice, because the snow that falls there will not melt, and it leaves a wonderful setting for critters to move around. It's not too deep. There's a lot of activity. It's not so terribly cold, and we can see many of them, and that's what I have been seeing, and I plan to see more today. I don't think our snow is going to last with the temperatures that you're saying, but at least for another day, perhaps even more than that, we will. Other things of news is that the flying squirrels have shown up again. Every November, when I put out a food on a platform at the bird feeder, they will show up sometime during the night. If you get a chance, get out and take a look. It is just a terrific time for taking a walk. So, yeah, Lisa, things will be different by the time I speak next week.
Boy, they certainly shall. But you've got your finger on the pulse, Larry, so we're okay. We know you're taking care of us.
Well, take care. Enjoy.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.